Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, the weekend is upon us, and what a weekend it's going to be. Weather's supposed to drop a little bit, but that's not the end of the world. What is the end of the world is the end of the internet, because Anonymous has promised to crash the internet this weekend, and it's going to go all horribly wrong. Apparently, people are printing out their favourite websites just so that they've got them just in case anything happens, and panic buying at most of the stores online. If you go to the Amazon website, there's a queue there already. You need to join the back of it, and there's no toilets, unfortunately, before you get to the front, so do take your time. Well done, people. Thanks, Anonymous. Ofcom is delaying its decision on Everything Everywhere's bid for 4G. They granted it and said, yes, we're putting it out as a pilot. Away you go. And then 3, O2 and Vodafone all said, hang on a minute, what about us? We can't have a go. And they've said, no, of course, you're right. It's not very fair of us. Irrational, questionable and unnecessary were the phrases that were getting used and thrown around. Bad luck, Ofcom. Looks like you cocked up, really, doesn't it? While we're on the subject of 4G, the Australian 4G crisis over the iPad has been resolved. Apple have said, no, if you think you were misled, no problem at all. Come back with your iPad and we'll give you a refund. Well done, Apple. UK is looking into iPad 4G marketing claims as well as. I think Apple have been a bit judicious with the truth, but I don't think they've totally misled people. UK's National Media Museum is opening its Life Online Gallery. If you go and have a look and go up and see it, then it's going to show you the Life Online and how it's developed and what's happened over the years and where it is now. And it's got some £2 million worth of funding to do this. You've got to go to Bradford, though. Yeah, Bradford. Never mind. RIM has had a bit of a clear out. It looks like young man Torsten, the only CEO in the world who doesn't shave yet, has decided to clear out the boardroom. There's an awful lot who've been shown the door. Most notably, Jim Balzillier's left. He's resigned from the board and he's not taking any active role in RIM anymore other than as a shareholder. So Torsten's got some balls. Well done, mate. NVIDIA's CEO, Jen Sung Huang, I hope I said that right, has said that the $199 Tegra chip will be here by the summer. The Tegra 3 chip is going to promise to power all of our tablets through the next 12 months, and people have been waiting for it for quite a period of time. There's also been a debate on the price, but he's saying $200. That seems quite expensive for a component. I hope it's not really that much. While on the subject of tablets, Toshiba's released the AT200. It's actually out there. You can really go and buy it. And all the people that have reviewed it have said it's very good. It's the world's thinnest tablet, and it's got a hell of a punch, apparently. It's very slim build, highly lightweight, lots of ports for you to plug into and have a play with, and it does full HD video recording. There's no cables that come with it, unfortunately. You're going to have to buy those themselves, and it doesn't come with ice cream sandwich. There's no 3G version either. Tech Radar have had a play, and they've scored it 4 out of 5, and I looked at it, and it does look very sturdy. It looks a nice, nice build. If you're into that kind of thing, go buy it. Nokia have proved that the world of patents needs drastic reform. They've created the Nokia Morph patent. This thing is supposedly a flexible screen which can turn into a wristband and display data. There's no way on God's green earth this is physically possible to make at the moment, yet Nokia have been awarded a patent on it. Until you build some it, you shouldn't be able to patent it, even a prototype. Come on. Chrome has got its update, and now I've had a lot of problems with Chrome, and I've turned to Opera just lately, and I found Opera very, very useful. It didn't crash the big show last night, which was a good start. Chrome has hit version 18, as I say, and there's lots and lots of stuff going on, updating content, 3D web content's now supported, and also there's GPU-accelerated canvases, so that means that your graphics and your films and your videos are all going to play that bit faster. Your porn's going to look really, really smooth now in Chrome. Assassin's Creed 3 has broken all records for pre-orders, this is. There are more people who've pre-ordered this already within the first 3 days than pre-ordered Assassin's Creed Revelations. That's quite a lot of people. Also, Ubisoft are saying that this version of Assassin's Creed is probably going to outsell all of the other versions added together. Wouldn't that be cool? Jeff Bezos has reportedly found Apollo 11's F1 engines. These were the big things right at the base of the Saturn rocket that were 19 feet tall and boosted all of the Apollo 11 astronauts into early orbit. And he wants them. Oh, I don't know why he wants them, because they're going to be rusted to crap. Why do we want to keep them? We don't want to put them in the Smithsonian, Jeff. No, just leave them there. And finally, we pass over to the Easter Bunny. Hello, mate. How's it been?
Oh, it's been terrible. Oh, I'm telling you, that guy Santa, he raided my house the other day. I was there with all my friends, and oh my God, what's going on? And Santa came through the door. There was guns everywhere and elves. He said he was going to get his own back on me. I was tied up for 2 hours. Oh, no, wait, that was before. He said he was going to get you back as well. Something about a hard drive? I don't know what that was. But anyway, my crap for Christmas today is the iPhone money clip. This thing is a money clip that goes on your iPhone. Well, there's a surprise, honey. And it'll carry all your dollar bills. Now, we love our folding money here in America. And this thing is just perfect. If nobody wanted to steal your iPhone before because you could deactivate, you can't deactivate your dollar bills. This thing is going to make your iPhone really stealable. It's $32.80. It's only available in America. I'll be back again on Monday with more of my crap for Easter, providing Santa doesn't kill me. I'm scared. I'm telling you, I'm scared. See you next week, honey. Bye.
Ah, the hard drive failure now comes to light. Got that. If you've got a story and aren't able to listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnews.com. We'll be launching this weekend officially. Tom Merritt will be here later if he gets out of bed, and we'll be opening us officially. I have a speech and a bottle of champagne and all that kind of stuff. It'll be wonderful. Max shows at 3:30, photo shows at 2 o'clock. Weekend's already started, people. Where are you? Have a good weekend and a great day. Thanks for listening.
This is Santa here. I'm afraid I'm not around to take a call because it's not bloody Christmas. So if you want to leave a message after the tone, then I'm not going to listen to it for another 9 months. Speak up, there's a good fan, man.
Hey, Santa! This is the Easter Bunny. I'm not scared of you. Not in the slightest. You come around here again, I'm gonna scratch your eyeballs out. I'm gonna get all Doris Day on your ass. You start on me, and I've got friends. I'm a sensitive individual. I could have been on the stage. Don't do it anymore. You're gonna ruin yourself. It says more about you than it does about me. And I can't do it anymore.